From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made history Tuesday in Singapore, becoming the first American and North Korean leaders to meet. Their session began with smiles and handshakes at the Capella Hotel on Sentosa Island. Mr. Trump sounded upbeat going into their private meeting.
I feel really great. We're going to have a great discussion, and I think tremendous success. They'll be tremendously successful. And it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
Later, he said they forged a good relationship. The North Korean leader said it was not getting easy to Singapore, referring to the obstacles of past prejudices and practices. He said those have been overcome. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres earlier said the whole world was watching.
And I commend the leaders of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the United States for pursuing a diplomatic solution. And I also thank all those who contributed to creating the conditions for this key moment.
The U.S. has repeatedly stated it's seeking the complete, irreversible, and verifiable denuclearization of North Korea. Defense priorities analyst Benjamin Friedman counseled caution in terms of defining success.
I think our expectations should be modest, so success would be probably a summit that doesn't end in acrimony and that leads to further negotiations towards some sort of disarmament deal.
There's no word yet on just what was discussed. A Burundian UN peacekeeper was killed and several government soldiers wounded late Sunday in a clash in the central town of Bambari. Last week, a Tanzanian peacekeeper was killed and several wounded in an ambush in the village of Dilipoko. Several of the attackers from the militia group called Union for Peace and CAR were also killed. This is VOA News. There are growing concerns of an imminent assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Yemeni port city of Hodeidah by coalition forces led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Again, Antonio Guterres, the UN chief.
There are, at the present moment, intense negotiations. Martin Griffiths is shuttling between Sana'a and both the UAE and Saudi Arabia to hope that there will be a way to avoid the military confrontation.
The U.S. said it's closely following developments. The port, vital to a country almost entirely reliant on imports as the impoverished country slips deeper into a humanitarian crisis. Iraq Monday arrested four people, including three policemen and an election official, after a fire ravaged a warehouse in Baghdad containing ballots from May's parliamentary election. The blaze broke out after parliament voted to mandate a manual recount, citing irregularities, a ballot that put supporters of Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in first place. Spain Monday offered to take in hundreds of African migrants, refused permission to dock in Italy, which has a new populist government and has already taken in hundreds of thousands of migrants over the past 5 years. Malta also spurned Italy's request to take in the boat. The UN Refugee Agency's Carlotta Sami said the migrants aboard the humanitarian vessel Aquarius were running out of food.
There are 629 over 600, 123 are children. Many unaccompanied, they are there alone. Some of the individuals on board are severely burned, and some others have been tortured.
Spain's new socialist prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, said the vessel will dock in the eastern port of Valencia, insisting Spain has an obligation to do so. The U.S. Embassy in Mozambique is urging Americans to leave a northeast district, warning of imminent attack after Islamist militants beheaded 10 people and killed several others. The attacks occurred near Palma, close to the Tanzanian border, an area believed to contain one of the world's biggest untapped offshore gas fields. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday his 70-year-old economic advisor Larry Kudlow had suffered a heart attack and is being treated at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington. Kudlow is said to have had a mild heart attack and is doing well. All three major U.S. stock indices posted modest gains Monday ahead of the U.S.-North Korea summit underway in Singapore. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index gained more than 6 points to close at 25,322. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.